times to come to me. And the people gathering, they are all what they can bring. I know about it when we laugh, and then I sound the same. Revolution starts now. This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio, and the music starts here on Air America on Sunday nights. And this week, our guest is Sid Straw. How are you?
I couldn't be better unless I tried a little bit harder.
Yeah. Well, yeah, hopefully we will get around to that. I haven't seen you in a while. I used to bump into you every once in a while, and we kind of went through a drought here. It's been a few years since
I've missed you the whole time.
Yeah. Well, you brought some good music, and this is about music, and you know we have people come in and bring the music either that they're listening to or music that they haven't listened to in a long time and want to listen to while they're down here. And this we have there's sort of a common thread here, because this is a DB's track, and the DBs are back, folks. They are playing shows as we speak in New York City, and they're working on a new record, which they're about three quarters of the way through. And Will Rigby, who the drummer in the DBs, also works with me on my records. And
Pill Wigby.
Yeah, Wigby, and Will is amazing. And Peter Holsapple, actually, my very first gig in Boston, I'll never forget. Pete opened for me solo in 1986 at the Rat.
Oh, man. And Holsapple at the Rat.
And Pete Holsapple is homeless at the moment. I mean, he's figuring out where he's going to live, because he lived in New Orleans and they absolutely lost their home.
But I heard that he's headed to North Carolina.
Yeah, that would make sense. You know, that's like kind of where that all started, is coming full circle, because the DBs came out of North Carolina and came to New York. And these are the DBs on Air America Radio Amplifier.
Yeah.
DBs on Air America Radio. I think, you know, the DBs are maybe, you know, of all the bands, NRBQ, the DBs, you know, just a handful of bands that should be a lot bigger than they are.
They swim in the same beautiful river.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, Will Rigby, who's the drummer in the DBs, plays in my band, and this next gentleman works with you from time to time and also makes his own records.
He does. He's a prodigious fellow. He plays, he sings, he writes. He's kind-hearted. He's a Don Piper.
Yeah. And that's this is a recent solo record, or
I think it's a couple of years old now, right? But I told him, look, I just can't sleep. I can't get a full 8 hours until this song is a hit, Don. So let's work it.
Yeah, well, so we get on. This is Don Piper on Air America Radio.
Was it worth it? Did you get what you wanted?
Piper on Air America Radio, and our guest this week is Sid Strong. You know, thank God that we were able to find these amazingly talented people that are perfectly capable of making records on their own, and they'll come out and play with us.
Exactly. I couldn't agree with you more if I'd said it myself first.
Yeah, this is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. To The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio, and our guest this week is Sid Straw. And you know, I never played CBGBs until this year on election night. It was very, I mean, I've been to a lot of shows there, but for the first time, you know, I actually played there, and it was every bit as dingy as I thought it would be.
Kind of cruddy.
Yeah, yeah.
In a remarkable, magnificent, cruddy way.
The guy that's directing my play, I have a play that's going up here in New York, and the guy that directed is a guy named Bruce Cronenberg, and he came to New York to study with Stella Adler and got totally sidetracked by CBGBs because he got here in 79, and it changed his whole life. And it's the center of a lot of people's lives, and it may not be with us very much longer.
Sometimes change is not a good thing. I don't know. Sometimes we'll have to see where changes take us. But I'm going to miss banging my head on the huge monitor cabinets on stage at CBGB's. I think I had 3 or 4 concussions.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? When you go and see a show there, as improbable as it was when you walked in there and looked at bands, rock bands sound great in there. This is Sid Straw, CBGB's. Sid Strong, Air America Radio. This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now. Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio, and our guest this week is Sid Straw. And, you know, Richard Thompson is like, I mean, I think I don't know how many copies of Rumor and Psy I've owned, and or Shoot Out the Lights.
I think you have nine of each.
Yeah, it has to be at least, because just I've been fashionably homeless several times in my life, so I have a tendency to lose records. But, you know, there's some records that you keep buying over and over again, and Richard Thompson is amazing. If I followed him at several folk festivals, that's not easy to
do. No, I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
Yeah, it's happened to me a couple of times just by luck of the draw.
He had to follow me recently when I opened for him in Newburyport, Mass.
Yeah.
And I think it was very hard for him.
Yeah.
Very hard. A lot of pressure.
Intimidating. And there is a new Richard Thompson record.
This is it. It is Front Parlor Ballads. It's addictive. It's completely compulsively listenable, and it's his garage record. He kind of played everything except for a little percussion by Deborah Dobkins, who's great.
Yeah.
And he had a great time making it, and it's just gorgeous. Of course, this is one woman's opinion, but I'm right.
This is Richard Thompson on Air America Radio.
As I was walking down by my foot and my heart seem to falter, but there you are standing, by the custom house landing, like Venus risen out of the water. I swear there's no beauty before you, and those that deny will think that I lie. Well, those are the stood there and smiled to greet me. But I searched for a phrase to capture your ways. Now that's a task. I'm not afraid to die. I swear there's no beauty before you. Those that deny will think that I lie. Well, those are the ones who never saw you.
Expecting to fly. We can't function without Neil Young.
I can't live if living is without Neil.
He's one of my very favorite artists to listen to and has been consistently as long as he's been making records. And also, if you're starting out in this business and you're looking for a role model, as you know, about how to carry oneself with his integrity around this business of selling music, then Neil Young, I think, and Tom Waits are your guys. They're the people to look to.
They're my bookends.
Yeah, I missed Farm Aid this year because it took them a long time to set the date, and I was ready to suit up and go. But then I got offered a show with Chris Christopherson, who I don't get to see that much. And I took it, and then 5 days later, they finally came up with a date. And so I missed it. But I saw the most incredible Neil Young set last year at Farm Aid. It was a solo show. And I've seen Crazy Horse shows there. I've seen it with a lot of different bands and several solos, but this was the best one that I'd ever seen. And he played Don't Let It Bring You Down, which he doesn't play that much, and it just sort of stopped everybody in their tracks. It was like me and Mellencamp and Dave Matthews and everybody was standing on the side of the stage for the whole set.
Well, you're lucky very, you could be stage left.
Very close attention.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's what's your favorite Neil Young record?
Oh, please. That's hard. That's the hardest question I've ever been asked.
He makes a lot of records, and I think it's like Beatles records for me. I have a favorite Neil Young record, but it changes every 3 or 4 years.
I think I like the one he's working on now.
Yeah. I'm in a kind of a Zuma period right now, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He's the guy. He's Neil Young.
Tell him we love him, will you?
Yeah, we do. We love you, Neil. This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. Starts Now on Air America Radio, and our guest this week is Sid Straw. And, you know, I was thinking about this. It's highly improbable, but it is true. You're the first person to play Creedence Clearwater Revival on my radio show.
Well, it's about time.
I'm surprised I haven't done it yet, and I'm surprised because I do pick music and play it myself sometimes. We did play Fortunate Son. We played the Wyclef Jean version. You know, Jonathan Demme played it when he was on the show. And
name dropper.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, you know, hey, if you had Jonathan Demme on your radio show, you'd drop the name too. Trust me.
Hey, if I had a radio show, I'd have him on.
Yeah, absolutely. He brought good music too. Creedence for me was like, you know, my first record. I've been in Nashville for a long time. I've been trying to get a record deal, but what finally got me a record deal was I had a three-piece rockabilly band for a while, but we sort of based it on, there was a lot of rockabilly that was about slicking your hair back and what clothes you wore, and we sort of based our band on the idea that the last great rockabilly band was Creedence Clearwater Revival. And because I actually found out about, you know, some of the Sun records and some of that stuff just because of my age from, you know, from Fogerty covers of those records, you know, the very earliest Elvis records. I had to backtrack to that stuff. And
you were just a little shaver.
Yeah, I was. Well, I was born in 1955, kind of right in the middle of the decade. But this is Creedence was, you know, started out rooted in all that stuff and really grew a tremendous amount in a couple of years. And these were really, really great songs on this record. And this is Creedence Clearwater Revival on Air America Radio.
Oh,
Queen's Clearwater Revival on Air America Radio. Wrote a song for everyone. Well,
that includes us.
Yeah, absolutely. Our guest this week is Sid Straw, and this has been fun.
It was really my idea of a good time, Steve Earle.
Yeah, well, I like my job. I'm pretty lucky. You have to come back sometime, and when your next record comes out, holler
love
at us. Then you can come on and shamelessly pimp your record, because we're into that. This isn't public radio. We are a going concern here. Come and pimp your record.
I can't wait.
This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio.